Officer Ko, while talking with Nanzen, said, "Teaching Master Chao said heaven and earth and I are of the same root. All things and I are of one substance." That is quite marvelous. Nanzen pointed to a flower in the garden, called Ko to him, and said, "People these days see this flower as though they were in a dream." I think Gemio talked about this case some time ago, but I thought we might revisit it this morning. Officer Ko had heard Master Chao say that heaven and earth and I are of the same root. All things and I are of one substance. This is a fundamental teaching in Buddhism, which reflects the Buddha's realization of dependent arising, impermanence, and non-self. In hearing this, Officer Ko had an insight and thought it was quite marvelous. That's great. And Nanzen didn't disagree with him. Instead, he pointed to a flower and said that people see it as if in a dream. So what's going on here? I'll let you in on a little secret. Every Dharma teacher, every Zen master, from the Buddha to today, had something in common. Not one of them knew what they were talking about. They would be the first to admit it. In my initial interaction with Gemio, one-on-one, I asked him, "What is Zen?" He smiled and replied, "I don't know." I was looking for a definition, an understanding. What he gave me was reality. We can't know what Zen is or what this life is, but we can experience it directly. Unless, of course, we are living in a dream. Officer Ko heard the words of Master Chao and carried them with him until he met with Nanzen. That's fine. It's a wonderful insight. But it isn't long before it becomes just more baggage. Something we hold on to and then miss our life right now. Eventually, something will arise in our life that frustrates or angers us. Will we still believe that all things and I are of one substance then? What Ko expressed was basic Buddhism. What Nanzen expressed was basic Zen. Buddhism teaches us about the true nature that we and all things share. Zen practice teaches us how to realize and manifest that truth. So what is seeing a flower as if in a dream? We all know what that dream is that Nanzen is talking about. We call it the self-centered dream. We hold on to our ideas and beliefs about ourselves and others, about the world we live in. We are living in this dream. Nanzen could have pointed to a weed or a rock. It would have been the same. We might like flowers and not like weeds, and we might simply ignore rocks. But he wasn't really talking about any of these things. He was talking about how we see, how we perceive, how we appreciate and respond to whatever arises in our life. As we make our practice effort in our Zazen and throughout our life, we begin to appreciate how wondrous and ungraspable this life is and always has been. We don't need to hold on to insights we might have or words of wisdom from teachers, past or present. They serve only to encourage us in our practice. We don't need to discover Buddha nature. It's right here all the time. We need only cease looking for something else and give ourselves completely to what is. Turns out there are no clouds to obscure our vision except those we create. And the pure light of wisdom is simply the candle on the altar. It illuminates everyone and everything freely, without bias or distinction. Izumi Roshi once said that we are all perfect just as we are, and we could use some improvement. Dogen's question was, if we are inherently Buddhas, what's the use of practice? What can we hope to gain by our efforts? The answer, of course, is nothing at all. We don't need to change who and what we are. Our practice is to realize and appreciate the truth of who and what we are. It isn't some mysterious or hidden secret. It's not even something that can be known or taught. It can only be experienced. It's right here all the time. Our true nature is always staring us in the face. All things and I are of one substance, which means that everyone and everything we encounter is reflecting this truth. Thanks to our practice, we can experience this directly. That's the beauty of our practice. In Ode to a Grecian Urn, Keats says, "Beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all you know on earth, and all you need to know." Okay, that's enough for me. Let's hear what you have to say.